For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. In case you haven't heard, last week the Hinchey Amendment for medical marijuana was defeated in the halls of Congress.
Once again, we're glad to have with us the Communications Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, Mr. Bruce Merkin. Bruce, it was inspiring and disheartening at the same time. Summarize, if you will, the vote on the Hinchey bill.
The good news is that we gained votes over last year. 163 members of Congress voted yes on this amendment to stop the federal government from raiding medical marijuana patients in states where it's legal. That's more yes votes than we've ever gotten, and the no vote total did go down a few, so that the margin continues to narrow. The bad news is that we're still not really close to passing. We've still got a fair amount of work to do. It's encouraging that we picked up votes in an election year. Last time this came up in an election year, we lost ground in 2004. And there are some really interesting bits and pieces as we start to analyze the roll call. We picked up a net total of 3 Republican votes, including a very conservative Dan Burton of Indiana. We lost a handful of Democrats, including a couple of Democrats from California. Maybe the most shocking is Rahm Emanuel, former Clinton administration aide, who represents a district in Chicago where support certainly is overwhelming.
Tell us, if you will, some of the ongoing efforts, the soldiering on.
Well, you know, a number of things can continue to move ahead. Of course, we're going to continue to work on Congress and continue to try and educate them. We need to get our cousins and neighbors and moms and dads and bosses and coworkers and neighbors and relatives to call and write and say, enough is enough is enough. And of course, although your audience is probably pretty aware, folks do need to plug in with all of the organizations working on this issue, like MPP at mpp.org, and keep posted on what's going on so that you can be an informed citizen and be communicating with your representatives.
You know, Bruce is right. It's going to take more than just the few of us, him and me and a few thousand reformers, standing up for the end of this inquisition. And it's going to take you putting pen to paper or writing an email and sending it to your representative and to your local paper and demanding an end to this madness. If you'd like to hear more of our coverage from Congress on the Hinchey Amendment, please visit our website, which is drugtruth.net. You can hear both sides, pro and con. And hopefully you can hear the reefer madness that made the vote fail, and you can be encouraged and emboldened to write a letter and to do something about it. We really need you to get involved. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.